The government said it was investigating speculative and destabilizing behavior on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange when it suspended trading on June 29. Officials said the BAWS was driving up parallel market currency exchange rates because of what is called the old mutual implied rate, or MIR. The government said the OMIR contributed to the collapse of the country's currency, the RTGS. The RTGS officially is trading at 76 to the dollar, but because of the country's dire economic condition, it trades on the illicit parallel market at a much lower rate. Investors often use the OMIR, which tracks the difference in price of old mutual shares in Harare and in other markets, to gauge the value of the RTGS and share prices. The Minister of Finance said its Financial Intelligence Unit's investigation found no confirmed evidence that listed companies acted improperly, but there is evidence of a link between the OMIR and the price and trading patterns of companies that are also listed internationally. Specifically, the Ministry named insurance company Old Mutual, the seed supplier Sidco International, and PPC as cement maker. Shares in the three companies remain suspended. Economic analyst Professor Gift Mugano thinks leaving the company suspended is ill-advised because of the pivotal role they play in the economy.
Old Mutual in particular has got tentacles both in the financial service sector and the retail sector. In the financial service sector, we are all aware that it has footprints in the banking sector through KEBS banking. And also itself as Old Mutual plays a critical role in the insurance sector. Then, of course, in the retail sector, it has got a stake in the OK Group, and it also plays critical role in the retail sector, its properties around the market. And, of course, the list goes on and on. So messing up with Old Mutual is messing up with the entire financial service sector, and which is disastrous. The same applies with Sidco. It is quite significant in the agricultural sector, and is the biggest. It holds 70% of market share.
Critics of the exchange closure say share prices simply respond to macroeconomic conditions, and that cutting off trading and threatening Old Mutual is damaging to the economy. Analysts also say the OMIR simply tracks the price difference in Old Mutual's shares listed on more than one exchange, in this case Zimbabwe, South Africa, Malawi and Namibia. Mugano says the exchange closure has hurt shares and meant that companies could not raise capital on the stock market.
So if you just look at just one day trading on the 26th of June 2020, the total shares which were traded were 45.7 million shares which exchanged hands. And these shares were worth $301 million. So what therefore it means that we could be talking about over $12 billion which was lost if you want to do interpolation, which is quite a huge loss, right, for a small economy like Zimbabwe. So this is quite significant.
The government has struggled for months to stabilize its currency and to contain inflation, which is estimated at more than 700% a year. The economy has been battered for years. Drought, floods, labor strife and shortages of everything from cash to medicines. The finance ministry says the Financial Intelligence Unit next will investigate market participants such as brokers, asset managers and investors as the government works to remove market distortions. Mugano and other economic analysts say this could mean investors should expect more upheaval in the markets. Reporting for VOA, this is Adegondo in Bulawayo.